Sydney Jewish community warned to stay home as Hamas supporters claim the city's streets. By Simon Kent on October 9, 2023. Members of the Jewish community in Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were warned Monday to stay home and avoid being identified while supporters of the Palestinian terror group Hamas marched through the central business district to gather at the iconic Opera House. Australian Jewish Association President David Adler told Sky News an email was sent to the Jewish community warning them to avoid the harbour front building in the centre of the city as Palestinian terrorist supporters hijacked what was supposed to be a tribute to fallen Israelis. "We've seen one or two Jewish people who turned up early, who have been taken away by police because they carried an Israeli flag," Adler told Sky News host Andrew Bolt. "An email went around to the Jewish community warning us to stay out of the city of Sydney tonight, to stay away from the town hall area, to stay away from the Opera House area. We would be at risk if we were identified as Jewish in Sydney." The Sydney rally, organized by the Palestine Action Group Sydney, is demanding Australia cut ties with Israel and urging supporters to protest in solidarity with Palestine. It follows the unprecedented Hamas terrorist attack on Israel over the weekend that claimed hundreds of Israeli lives, as Breitbart News reported. People reportedly carried Palestinian flags, wearing black, white, red and green, and carrying banners with messages such as apartheid, wrong in South Africa, wrong in Palestine and free Palestine. As the march set off, a supporter of Israel was quickly detained and arrested by police. Speaking from the Sydney Town Hall gathering point, activist and academic Fahad Ali called on the crowd to resist Israeli occupation of Palestine. "We've suffered 75 years of dispossession, denied our rights to life and liberty, under an ever-worsening occupation by a colonial regime that has perpetrated every kind of atrocity upon us," he declared. Hundreds of attendees cheered as dozens of people waved Palestinian flags, OP reports. "Resistance is justified when Palestine is occupied," supporters chanted as the crowd marched down through the very heart of the city. "Free, free Palestine," others shouted back. At the steps of the Opera House, candles were laid out to spell "Free Palestine" while flares were let off, News.com reports. The Sydney Daily Telegraph newspaper then captured the moment Israel and Jews were abused in equal measure. Monday's march was organized to coincide with the state government's decision to illuminate the landmark in blue and white, the colors of the Israeli flag, in support of Jewish community groups in NSW. Parliament House in Canberra is among a number of Australian landmarks being lit up in solidarity with Israel. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.